So you talked about the biology in terms of the fact that a lot of these tumors have, I guess, a problem in terms of DNA repair, the critical function within a cell. Where do PARP inhibitors fit in?
So the PARP inhibitors were developed for a specific purpose, and this underlying purpose was synthetic lethality, which is two great buzzwords, right? Synthetic lethality. The concept here is you have loss of BRCA1 and 2, these genes that are involved in the most efficient form of DNA repair with homologous recombination, and they're involved in repair of double-stranded breaks of DNA. PARP is an enzyme that is involved in repair of single-stranded breaks of DNA. So if you have a situation where someone has a BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation, they're at higher risk for cancer, but they also have cancers that tend to be more sensitive to chemotherapy. So if the chemotherapy, especially these DNA damaging agents, are used, the cancer cell is more likely to die. So the thought here is if you have loss of repair mechanism of DNA through BRCA1 and BRCA2, and then you add on top of this PARP inhibitor, so you inhibit this other form of DNA repair, then you're going to shuttle even more of these cancer cells to death.